It's nothing new when a speech by Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan sends bond prices moving up or down. But now it seems the words of Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham can have a similar effect on energy markets. In the hours after Abraham told Congress last week that the Bush administration was considering one action to ease high gas prices, the futures market for gasoline dropped by about a nickel a gallon. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The move that Secretary Abraham discussed with lawmakers is something that New York and California have been pressing for months. The states want a waiver from a federal clean air mandate that forces them to blend corn-based ethanol into their gas. Congresswoman Lois Capps, a California Democrat, is urging the administration to act soon. She's not surprised that the energy secretary's testimony moved the futures market.
Investors know very well that this waiver could lead to lower gas prices in California and also New York. It affects both of our states, and we use, combined, 14% of United States gasoline. That's why it's such a big deal.
Driving through her Central Coast district this week, she argues ethanol is one factor behind record-high $2 a gallon gas prices she sees at the pump. Nationally, the average is $1.80 a gallon. Blending ethanol into gas is the latest way for states to meet the demands of the federal reformulated gas program. Ethanol is replacing MTBE, which led to hazardous contamination, but Capps says the mandate makes no sense.
It works fine for Midwestern states where it's right there. It's grown from, it comes from corn. But by the time it has to be transported to California, where we don't grow corn as much here, then it adds to the cost. And it's redundant because we already reformulate our gasoline in a way that meets the standards for clean air that ethanol meets.
It turns out that new blends of gas can reduce ozone-forming emissions. And unlike ethanol, these blends don't release lots of volatile compounds through evaporation. That's why many environmentalists support the California and New York waiver petitions. Frank O'Donnell is executive director of the Clean Air Trust.
California scientists have made a very convincing case that they'd actually have cleaner air if they were allowed to sell gasoline without ethanol in California. The Bush administration so far is sitting on that request, even though they've had it for several months. The concern is that they're afraid to irritate the corn states that might be very important when it comes to the presidential election.
But the political battle over ethanol is dividing on regional, not party lines. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota is the leading defender of Midwestern corn growers and ethanol.
It isn't ethanol that's causing prices to rise. What we're seeing is higher crude oil prices, refineries at maximum production, and OPEC production cutbacks that are having a dramatic increase on the price of crude.
This is all true, says refinery CEO Bill Greehy. He runs Texas-based Valero Energy, but he says ethanol is contributing to higher gas prices. In the past, when refiners were blending MTBE into gas, it added 12% more volume to supplies, but ethanol adds only 6%.
So in effect, when you pull MTBE out, you lose a half a barrel of supply. And so between California and New York, that's another 40,000, 60,000 barrels a day of supply that you lost. And again, that'll reduce supply and make us more dependent upon imports.
Ethanol can add to cost in one other way. In order to meet the terms of the federal mandate, refiners must make a separate low-vapor pressure blend that works with ethanol during warm months. But politics may take precedence over all other factors. Shortly after Secretary Abraham's statement about a possible ethanol waiver, the Environmental Protection Agency announced that no decision was imminent. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.